What up, what up, what up? You already know it's your man Teddy B. Love back again for another episode of Relax and Take Notes podcast. If it's your first time, welcome. If you are a returning listener, welcome back. I appreciate you. You already know what I do. You already know how we do. So I'm going to go ahead and get into it. So it's that time of year where people get them taxes back. Now, people work all year long. So when they pay taxes, they pay what they owe. And at the end of the year, the majority of us get taxes back, get tax money back. And I'll be honest with you. When them taxes come back, certain people are cool with them. Certain people blow them. Certain people invest them. Right? Now, what you'll find is you'll get people that get them and they're not used to getting them. So they go, man, I got a couple thousand dollars. What am I supposed to do with this? Or I got a couple hundred dollars. What am I going to do with this? They go, man, it was something I've been eyeing in the store. Let me go ahead and buy that. Okay, cool. Oh, well, this went out. You know, I need a new washer and dryer. Okay, let me go buy that. Refrigerator went out. Kids need clothes. Couple bills are behind, so I'm going to go ahead and pay those. Cool. Then you get those people who, as soon as they get it or know it's coming back, they already making plans to lose it as soon as they get it. It's not even a doubt in their mind. They like, I'm about to go buy this, 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 and this. That money about to be gone. But I'm going to have everything I want. And ain't nobody going to be able to tell me nothing because I worked for this money. And that you did. I ain't even going to knock you for it. If you want to blow your money, blow your money. Right? Then you get those people that get it and they go, well, there's nothing I really need. So I'm going to invest my money. I'm going to look out for other people with my money. I'm going to do things with my money to accumulate more money. That's cool too. Right? But it got me to thinking. Say you just happen to come up on $1 million. What would you do with it? Right? Would you blow it? Would you invest it? Would you share it? What would you do with it? Right? So with the whole tax thing, I get a lot of people and I'll see them and I go, you buying another TV again? Okay. Oh, I got the money. I'm going to get me a 50-inch flat screen. That's cool. But you stay in the middle of the hood. With a 50-inch flat screen. Now, there's nothing wrong with wanting to treat yourself, but don't you think you might want to take that money and do something different with it? I mean, if you don't, that's cool. That's on you. I'm just speaking as if I had the money that you have. Or they'll go, well, I'm going to get me another car. Okay. That's cool. Now, if you need a car, ain't nothing wrong with it. But then they'll spend the money on a car where it's like, I'm going to buy it outright. And they'll go to one of these buy here, pay here's. Now, anybody that knows about the buy here, pay here establishments, whatever you put down on that car is what they usually pay for that car when they got it from an auction, from an old dealership, or wherever it is they got it from. Whatever you paying for it is what they already paid for it. So your down payment money is giving them their money back. And then you still on top of it. That's how they make their money. Nothing wrong with it. If you need a car and your credit ain't what it should be at the point, because at some point, you know, you can build your credit back up. But if it's not where you need it to be right then okay, cool. Whatever. You got to get what you got to get, right? Because people with good credit go, oh, why do you go to a buy here, pay here? Because I can only afford to buy here, pay here. I can't afford to go to a dealership because my credit ain't that good for whatever reason, right? So I ain't knocking you for it. Or you'll get them people, they be like, oh, I'm going to get this money and I'm going to flip it. If you was going to flip some money, you would have flipped it before you got that tax money. You wouldn't have had to wait for that tax money to go and flip that money. Now, everybody from where I'm from in the hood, you know exactly what I mean when I say they're going to try to flip that money. So then you'll get those people that they'll go to the buy here, pay here, but they'll go to the low end version of the buy here, pay here. So they'll go to the spots where in my city, and everybody that's listening from my city, you understand. And I'm sure it's like this in other cities. They got the decals spread on the back of the windshield. On the back windshield, it says $300 down. Yes, you will drive off that lot if you give them $300 and they will give you a car. But the only thing about the $300 down cars is usually after 300 miles, you're going to be down. You're going to be down on the side of the road. You're going to be down on the freeway. You're going to be down in front of your house and the car ain't going to start. So stop falling for that hustle. I'm just saying, word of advice from your man, Teddy B. Love, don't do that. If you're going to go get you a buy here, pay here, go to somebody credible. Don't do that. You ain't doing it but throwing money in their pocket. And as soon as you miss a payment, trust and believe they're coming to get your car. Because they got the GPS system set up in the car before you even buy it. They're expecting you not to pay, so they coming to get it. But like I was saying, what happens if you say you land on $1 million? What you going to do with that $1 million? Right? You going to buy your mom a house, buy your dad a house, buy your parents a car, take care of your kids, get everybody straight, right? But the thing with coming into instant money like that, a lot of times, you got to pay taxes on it too. So instead of $1 million, you're going to end up with about $750,000. That's cool, because that's still a lot of money. And I know people that blow through it. Now, you might think I'm tripping, but if you think about it, think about all the millionaires that have had millions and millions of dollars, and then you read in the paper that they're broke. They're bankrupt, right? And a lot of times when you go bankrupt, that doesn't mean you don't have any money left, but you have a substantial amount less than what you would have had or what you had previously, right? So, and it's funny because Chris Rock made a joke. He goes, Rick James was rich. Oprah's wealthy, right? He goes, Rick James blew through all his money with a coke habit in a summer. Right? Which seems crazy, but it's doable though. Because if you got a crazy drug habit, you're going to blow through all that money. Right? But then he goes, well, if Bill Gates had Oprah money, he'd jump off a building and kill himself. And Oprah's worth about close to $2 billion. Maybe a little more, maybe a little less. You know, it fluctuates. But say you got $1 million from where you come from and the people that you are around with $1 million. You might as well be a billionaire, because most people around you will never see $1 million just flat cash in the bank, liquid. They're not going to see it. So you get $1 million. What you going to do with it? You ever sit and thought about that? Because people sit and they scheme and they say what I'm going to do with my tax money. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And some people do right by their tax money. They take care of their kids. They take care of the bills that are behind or responsibilities that they need. And then they bank the rest and they sit on it. They don't just get it and blow through it trying to impress people that quite honestly don't have the amount of money that you're sitting on right now. But you want to impress them or impress people around you. Right? For what? Them people don't mean that much to you. And if they do, there's a problem and there's something you need to reassess. Because I'll be honest with you, I'm not trying to impress nobody else but the man in the mirror, which is me. You trying to impress other people? Oh, I'm going to go get this car. I'm going to go get this house. I'm going to go buy this. I'm going to go buy that. I'm going to get some jewelry. I'm going to get some clothes. And then you're going to look up and all your money is going to be gone. Right? Then what you going to do? Because after you done impressing these people that you trying to impress, once the money is gone, they could care less. They're not impressed anymore. But if you get that million, what you going to do with it? Now, people go, a lot of people that grew up in single family households, they go, well, I'm going to buy my mom a house. Well, what if you didn't grow up in a single family household and you got your mom and your dad or either or, and they have their own house? Now you don't have to buy them a house. Well, I'm going to buy them a car. But what if they're getting up in age and they don't need to drive? They don't want a car. Then what you going to do? Oh, well, I'm going to get them something. What if they tell you I don't want nothing? Then what you going to do? Because growing up, We always go, I want to take care of my parents because my parents took care of me, and there's nothing wrong with that. I won't argue with you on that one. But what if they got everything they need? Then what? Then you go to next to your kids and, well, I'm going to buy my kids this and buy my kids that and buy your kids some stock. Buy your kids something that's going to accumulate value once you're not here anymore. But even if you don't do that, okay, cool. Then you go to your friends. You go, well, you down on your luck. Let me buy you a car. Let me put some furniture in your house. Let me buy you a TV. Let me put a little bit of money in your pocket. That's cool because you blessing somebody else with the blessings that you got. But what if they not good with their money and that's the reason they don't have anything that you trying to buy them? Because they work every day, but they screw up their money. And now they can't take care of themselves financially or get the stuff that they need financially. So you coming up on some big money is like them winning the lottery too. Because they going, man, you can look out for me. I mean, I need a TV. I need a house. I need a car. The kids need this. I need that. Next thing you know, you look up and your money's just dwindling away. Now, everybody that gets that money may not do the same thing, right? I'm just asking, what would you do if you got that $1 million, right? Your parents got everything they need. Your kids got everything they need. You got everything you need. Then what you going to do with the money? You going to invest it? You going to sit on it? Or you going to blow it, right? Because every car dealership come out with a new car every single year. And they put a big old red bow on it. And they give commercials and all that kind of stuff and go, buy me. And then you look at all the commercials while you watch the TV and they go, the new 70-something inch 4K TV, you can have it. Buy me. Right? Or you see people on TV and they got these big old luxurious houses and it goes, buy me. But when you buy all that stuff, then what? Right? So honestly, what would you do if you had $1 million? Would you blow it? Would you save it? Would you give it all away? Right? And there's nothing wrong with getting blessed with something and then blessing other people with it. Not a problem whatsoever. Because quite honestly, that's probably the closest thing of what I would do. You need this, you need that. If I got it, I got you. I'm not going to give you everything I was blessed with because it's a reason I might have been blessed with what I have. And if I give it all to you, then I don't have it. And then if you don't do right by it, now we both going to be pissed off, irritated, angry, and broke. And that's the last thing you want to be. It's broke. Because you got the million, right? You going to donate something to charity? You going to help some homeless people with your money? You going to look out for one of these people that's begging on the side of the street? Now, granted, I know it's tax time. And if you think about it, look around. You're going to see a whole lot more people panhandling. And some of them may be down on their luck, but some of them might be trying to come up on yours. Think about it. I'm not telling you not to give them any money, but I'm not telling you to give them money either. So think about it. Let your heart lead you on that one. Because I'll see some sometimes and I'll be like, yeah, it's tax time. You a new face. Yeah, you looking for something because you know people getting some money, right? Now, mind you, most of these taxes, people getting anywhere between $500 to $10,000, right? And a lot of them is blowing it. So if you was to get $1 million, do you really think you would know what to do with it? Because you probably going to blow it. I want this Birkin bag I'm going to get for my woman. I'm going to get this ring for my lady. I'm going to get these red bottoms for my woman. I'm going to get these J's for me. I'm going to get this Benz for me. I'm going to get this house for us. And then you look up and all the money is gone. But then next year, guess what? Property taxes. Come on, player. I need my money. Because Uncle Sam going to get his regardless whether you want to give it to him or not. If you don't want to give it to him, he's going to strong arm you and take it. So really think about that. What would you do if somebody gave you $1 million? Right? Because millionaires don't have to think that way because they have millions of dollars. But they have millions of people trying to take the money from them too. If you listen and think about, listen to any millionaire that's got money, they go, I got cousins that came out the woodwork. I got family that all of a sudden now all their bills need to be paid. You wasn't in a rush to pay them bills before you got this money, or before I got this money and you found out you was related to me so you could ask for this money, right? Now all of a sudden they got bills to pay. The kids need this. Mama need this operation. I got this going on. I got that going on. So all I'm saying is you get $1 million, just one. $1 million. What would you do with it? What would you do to change your circumstances? What would you do to change the circumstances of people around you, the ones that you love? What would you do with that $1 million? Because if you feel like, oh, I can do this and I can do this and I can do this, quiet is kept on a smaller scale, you can do the same thing with that tax money that you're getting back. So before you go out there and blow your tax money and spend it all frivolously, and I know I said that all wrong. It's frivolously. That's one of them tough ones for me. It's okay. But before you go spend it frivolously, sit back and think. Is what I'm spending on really worth it? Is the money I'm about to give away really worth it? Is what I'm spending it on really worth it? Do I really need that bigger TV? Do I really need that car? Now, mind you, if you got a smaller car and you just getting by with that and you need something bigger because you got the kids and you got to take them to dance practice and recital and basketball practice and football practice and everything after school activities, right? That's different because that's an investment. But if you just blowing it just to blow it, think about that before you blow your money. Think about it as if you had a million. And what you would do with that million. Because let's be honest, whatever money you get is going to feel like $1 million to you anyway, because that's money that you didn't have the day before. And then all of a sudden you wake up and look in your bank account and boom, it's right there. So ask yourself again, what would you do with that $1 million? Would you buy a bunch of nonsense jewelry? Would you spend money on food and go out to eat every single day until the money just dwindles? Would you invest it? Would you give it to somebody in need? Would you sit on it? Would you hold on to it for dear life like you don't know when the next lump sum of money is coming? What would you do? If you had $1 million right now, what would you do? Buy mama a house? That's what everybody says. Think about all the NBA, NFL, MLB players. Soon as they get their first contract, they go, what's the first thing they do? I went and bought my mom a house. I went and bought my mom a car. I went and got all my mom all this luxurious stuff. But what if your mom is not one of those type of people that likes luxurious things? Then what's your excuse for blowing your money? Do you invest it? Because you can invest it. You can do other stuff with your money other than spend it. Try saving it. That's something different. Don't go out here and spend all your money. Because then you're going to look up when all the important stuff shows up and you're going to be broke. Just think about that. Think about what you would do if somebody gave you $1 million today. What would you do with that money? Whatever your thoughts are, think about it the same way with your taxes. Only it's not $1 million. It's a couple thousand dollars. But if you don't know what to do with a couple thousand, what the hell you think you're going to know what to do with a couple million? Or a million at that? Think about it. If you don't know how to operate with a couple thousand dollars in the bank, what you going to do with $1 million when it shows up? Because we all go, man, I would love to be a millionaire. I'd love to have a couple $1 million in the bank. Or I'd love to have a couple $100,000 in the bank. You don't know what to do with $5,000, let alone $500,000. So think about it. What would you do if somebody gave you $1 million? Seriously. Would you give back to your community? If you're religious, would you give to your church or your mosque? What would you do with that $1 million? Would you give that person that you know doesn't have a vehicle that catches the bus back and forth to work every day with their children, drop the children off to daycare, get back on another bus, goes to work, leaves work, gets on a bus, gets off the bus, grabs the children, and gets back on the bus to go to the grocery store to get groceries, then jumps off of that bus, gets on another one to go home? Would you give them the money? Would you make sure they had a car? Transportation, so they wouldn't have to make so many trips with them and their children? Despite however they got in that situation, doesn't matter. Would you look out for them? Or would you go buy that new TV that you really don't need? Or would you go buy you another car that you really don't need? Or would you go spend money on clothes that you really don't need? Because a lot of times when people get that money, they spend it on stuff that they really do not need. So I ask you again, if you had $1 million, what would you do with it? Because you're thinking literally $1 million. And I'm thinking money that you don't have, that you have to spend or do other things with or help other people with. That's like being a millionaire, honestly. So what would you do with that million? Would you look out for a sick relative? Would you look out for a friend in need? Or would you just keep it to yourself? Because, hey, I'm the one worked for it. I earned it. It's my money. Right? Nothing wrong with that either. I'm just asking. You can do what you want with your money. I could care less. I'm just trying to get you to think a little bit. What would you do with your money if you had it? Or when you get it, what you going to do with it? You going to do the same thing you do every single year? New car, new clothes, new furniture, new TVs. And go floss in front of people like na 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 na. Or are you going to do something positive with your money? Invest it. Help out those less fortunate. Be a blessing to somebody who needs a blessing. That's up to you. So I ask you, what would you do if you had $1 million? Think about it. It's your man Teddy B. Love. You already know you can catch me on all social media sites. Instagram at Teddy B. Love, and that's LUV. Facebook at Relax and Take Notes Podcast. You can catch me on Twitter at Teddy_B. You can catch me at anchor.fm/Teddy B. Love. You can catch me out on Apple Podcasts, search Relax and Take Notes Podcast. You can catch me on Google Podcasts, search Relax and Take Notes Podcast. You can catch me on Spotify, search Relax and Take Notes Podcast. And remember, if you like what I'm saying, make sure you share the Teddy B. Love. All right? Share it. Like it. Subscribe on whatever platform you listen to. If you like it, hit that like button. Hit that share button. Hit that subscribe button. And use the hashtag for me. Just because I want to see how many of y'all out there is really listening and sharing, okay? Use the hashtag, share the Teddy B. Love, and that's L-U-V for love. Even though L-O-V-E, we all got that for somebody. All right? Until the next time, I appreciate you listening. It's your man, Teddy B. Love. I holla.